Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard and weekly pay, produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We face deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our log of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
Good morning, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, 8:55 on your AM dial, 3CR Community Radio, longest-running radio show in Australia, 50 years running. I know someone brought up at the branch meeting, we're not, but I don't believe them. So, good morning to the gang, and we have joining us, as per usual, Three Trees.
Good morning, everybody. How are we?
And the Golden Sparrow.
Morning, crew.
And what's happening, boys? What's been happening?
You know, it's a little bit of wild weather this week.
Yeah,
we get that.
Wild weather.
And we might go, we've got a roving reporter down at G-Town, the Geelong Galah. How you going, brother?
Good morning, lads.
The G-Goose.
I'm hearing you're having a bit of a crack down there these days, mate.
Yeah, we're having a go. We're just on our way out. Me and my compatriot from the ETU give a battery a bit of a rough up that they're not playing ball with us. A couple of Koreans have come over and decided, they don't want to fall into line with our industry standard provisions on jobs, so we're just going to go and have a bit of a chat with them. But the bigger one is we're having protected action down at the crane yard in Portland at Prince Engineering. The boys have been, pretty hard done by over the last couple of agreements. A couple of agreements ago, for whatever reason, they took a pay cut, and it's never been given back to them. But the big one is we've got Melbourne Metro Crane Companies going down there, getting paid the full freight that the company signed in the docket for, and they still want to feed the boys shit. So the boys have put their money where their mouth is. We had the first goal protected action the other morning, 7:30 till 9:30, and it ramps up from here pretty profusely. So on Wednesday next week, we've got a four-hour stoppage. Thursday, we've got a four-hour stoppage. We've got overtime bans in. And no callback, so I think they need cranes in that smelter, they're going to be in trouble.
Ooh, geez. Yeah. So what was the name of the company again?
Prince Engineering, down in Portland on Darts Road. So
naughty boys.
The boys have decided to have a bit of a dip. They're not asking for anything that we wouldn't ask for anyone else. So it's just time now for the company to come to the party. So we'll see how this plays out. But typical attitude down there, they think, down in the bush for whatever reason that people should get paid less. But I'll give you the odd tip. Fuel at $3.39 a litre down there yesterday was a bit of a shock.
Ooh, 100%. Especially, the lads, like you just said, they helped the company out. They took a pay cut, probably during COVID or whatever, to help out or do. And the company treated them like bloody chumps and not good 100%. Enough.
So it's definitely not good enough, but the boys have done the business now. We had a bit of a meeting yesterday and I outlaid, you cross-eyed at a metro crane down there and the boys are getting full whack. Who's signing the book? And the boss goes, well, I am. And I said, so why are these boys any different to those lads? And they go, oh, well, it's just the way that it is. And I said, no, use the line in your own pockets and not passing it along to the lads. So I better watch this space, but it'll ramp up from here. And, you know, we'll put on a bit of a show, give the boys a couple of barbies and have a bit of a kick of the footy and see if we can't rattle the tree and see if it falls out.
I tell you what, you like having to pick it a long way away, so...
Oh, no, jeez.
Yeah, I know. That's
last time we were down in Portland, it was a long trip when we were down there for the MU8 boat. That was a bit of a blue, that one.
Yeah, I won't be eating the spaghetti if the MU8 are cooking it there, Campo.
No, that nearly, it nearly did both of us. That
spaghetti on a picket line.
I was definitely a little bit unwell, but...
You deserve to get salmonella if you eat spaghetti on a picket line.
Just for full disclosure.
Disclosure.
It was me, Big Shawnee, and Corey, and we had a couple of beers, and it was a 24-hour picket, and there was a bloke down there cooked spag bowl, and I think it must have been there for a few days because we got it at the end. I tell you, the next day it wasn't pretty, was it, Corey?
Nah, I was very unwell. It was coming out both ends, I'll give you that too.
More than normal.
How many guys have you got there, down there on this?
There's 17 in the yard.
Oh, wow.
You know, they're all long-term employees. Some of them are kind of 30-odd year employees of Prince Engineering. You know, it's just pretty abhorrent, really.
Yeah, they want loyalty. It works both ways. How about you look after your direct employers?
100%.
Well, $18 an hour difference between our metro rate right now and what those boys are getting. So,
and plus, they're prepared to pay them living away from home and all that, no doubt, as well, to come down.
So they send a, you know, take your pick of the crane company, Advanced, Mackay's, Associated, 250 down there. Six trucks, full counterweight, 200. There's four blokes there and they cancel the shift. Those boys are getting the full whack. These boys aren't even getting stand down on the day before their shift.
Yeah,
so there's a few things to tidy up here, but, you know, the boys have decided they want to have the blue.
Good on
the
them.
The company didn't think they were going to be good for it, and, you know, off we go. So, you know, even double time, they're still not on double time through the week, and the first 2 hours on a Saturday is still time and a half.
Yeah, right.
Oh, well, and for people that have a dig in the regions, it's a big ask, so good power to them boys, you know. There is power in the collective, and good on them.
100%. We'll be there to support them all the way. I don't know what you just called him, the bald eagle or whatever his name is. Guess what he gets to do next Wednesday? Come with me.
Sounds like a plan.
He looks wrapped. I can give you a calculated description. He is wrapped.
So next Wednesday, if any members down there at Portland, where are we at? For whereabouts are we meeting or picketing?
Out in front of the smelter gates at 10:30 a.m. And then there's a couple of boys down unloading a rig tender at the port as well. So we'll get them boys up with us and we'll have a bit of a barbie, get some placards made up and put on a bit of a show. And we'll do a bit of some social media and stuff like that, get the local rag down there. I don't even know what it's called, probably the Portland Times, but we'll get them down there and, you know, outlay it. But the bird behind the jump with the Woolies, they knew all about it. They were very supportive. You know, it's a tight-knit community and even the locals are going, those boys deserve the same as what everybody else gets. So it'll just be a bit of a protracted blue for a little while, but after Easter we'll ramp it right up if they don't come to the party after next week.
They're pretty unionised sort of town too, Portland, with the smelter and all the work. We've had some massive union jobs down there building the smelter, and that's where we won, I think, one of the places we won the PPE issue was on that job.
110%. So, you know, the BLs did that, and it's trials of the smelter at the moment, but those compatriot fucking other construction union, but I wouldn't say they do a very good job, so...
All right.
We'll get down there and do our best.
So if you're in the Portland or the Western Districts, go down there, you know, the Aglar just said, meet at the Portland Smelter, I suppose, and we'll have a crack.
Out the front gates of the Portland Smelter at 10.
And that's Wednesday, and what was the other day you said, mate?
Thursday, 10:30 till 2:30, four-hour stoppage.
Sweet. Get amongst it.
Yeah. All right, thanks for that, mate.
See your time, lads.
On your knackers.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good on them lads are having a dip, you know. It's big ass having a crack in the regional.
Yeah,
town,
yeah.
So.
They all live where they work, you know, and the boss, everyone, they'd have to walk down the street and see him all the time.
And so once again, just another perfect example of when the bosses and the company are doing it hard, where everyone's family. Come on, help us out.
Yeah,
take a pay cut. The second they're doing well, no. You're on your own here now.
Yeah.
So, you know? Free Trees, have you got the report from the branch meeting?
Oh, I certainly do.
Well, that got me.
Difference is, do I want to actually read it? It's another story. Oh, mate, look, well, we go through it. Obviously, we had minute silence for the members that passed away since the previous one, which we've already spoke about in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Had Nigel Davies give a bit of a report. He spoke about the organiser's strategic planning forum that we had a couple of weeks ago. Obviously, about new organisers coming on, about the process that's going into that there. Obviously, it's not a click your fingers and it'll happen overnight sort of routine. Just talking about the hoops everyone's got to jump through, i.e. some people have to get off the removed persons list. Some people have to, you know, go through different hoops than others. So
yeah.
Just going through that. He did touch on the Concrete Gang's 50th anniversary coming up. So that's another bit of a... nice topic that everyone wants to talk about.
Yeah. We are going to have we've got the do coming up. We'll announce the day. I think we're aiming for the 20th of July, because that July is actually 50 years of the Concrete Gang since our first episode. So we're going to be doing that. We're maybe aiming for the Leveson. We just got to tell the Leveson we're going to be doing that.
We've actually got to lock everything in.
And we're tossing up either the travel voucher or fuel voucher.
Yeah, definitely. I'll tell you what, the fuel voucher would be a hot topic. Yeah. Everyone wants some of that.
I do it in the minute.
And you get half a jerry can.
Yeah, don't go fire these days, Jesus.
We'll have a couple of door prizes as well.
And a band, and we'll have a bit of fun. We've got to get together, and, you know, it's been a while since we've all got together and just had a bit of crack. You know, we're all under the pump, you know, all with the administration and everyone in the government hating us. So sometimes you just got to get together and enjoy the
community. For sure.
Everyone is having a good hate session on us at the minute. Oh, you know, even stuff that's not our fault.
It's just an easy target.
It is, isn't it? It is.
I did bring up about that person, Jackie Falgate. You know what she's doing now? She's attacking the Bombers. She's ruining me life. She's ruining me
life. They're fair game.
Yeah, to be fair.
I think it's fair. I'm attacking them too. I did have the gorilla ring me up. He goes, have you seen this thing on Archie Robbins? Apparently before the game, he does a visualise to see what he's going to do, a simulation of the match. And along he goes, his gorilla's going, that's why we're stuffed. Look at this shit. Who does that shit?
You're going nuts. You got to visualise playing the thing you do professionally.
Just go out and get the ball.
Kick. Not that hard.
It's probably half the problem. They should be on the park. They're visualising them in the rooms.
I do. We better touch on. We had a great day last Sunday too. The Cummo Cup, mate. Massive crowd. I couldn't believe how big it was. Obviously, Laidlaw played Heidelberg North. It was at Heidelberg North, and I reckon that crowd was humongous. And Di Cummings, she came to the branch meeting. I think we raised over $80,000.
Yep.
How good's that?
That's good. And I think they ran out of grog there too at one point, because I'll tell you what, there's some serious drinking going on.
They're asking for trouble there, like, you know what I mean? Run out of grog with that crew.
Yeah. Well, they're about to lose the club rooms, aren't they? So they gave it a
nudge. Off. I think it was the last two they're having at the club rooms, because they're getting new ones. They're getting knocked out, I think, on round three, and they're getting new ones because they had the women's team play beforehand. I think they need more facilities for that. But some of the lads that played, there was a good standard of football too.
Oh, yeah, it was gross. Whoever that number two was.
He let the side there.
He was pretty good,
Mate.
But I was like seeing triple or something. It was like there was three number twos.
Yeah, it's good tactic, isn't it? Yeah. Good tactic.
I did see on social media, there was someone who likes putting their head out there, young Yanni, put on social media, he won best on ground. There was no best on grounds delivered. He just put himself up there as best on ground, so...
Doesn't sound like him pumping his own tyres up.
Tell you what, a few good shoppies played. Yeah, all the shoppies played. And I'll tell you what, all the organisers, mate, they did a fantastic job. Yeah. The barbecue, I think they ran out of most money they've put in over the barbecue and at the canteen ever, I reckon. It was massive.
Whoever was doing the runners with the water bottles need up their game. Poor old Matty Montebello came running off the park, come over, and he says, any water? And I just handed him my beer, and I says, get that in there. He sculled the whole fucking thing, straight back on the park.
And then he had to sub his boys and his two twins. Yeah. And the boys were running together. So
it was grouse day, to be honest with you.
Good day all round.
Like, even with if you read some of the social media from the club itself, they were saying it was brilliant seeing all the cars banked up on the street and all banked up around the city. I hadn't seen it like that in a long time and all. Brought reminisced of back in the old days and all that there, you know, when it was flared right up.
Di gave a report on what some of the stuff they do, you know, the Cummo Foundation, I think, you know, obviously helping out with brain cancer research. And also they do a lot of education grants by the sound of it. And, you know, so...
what are they called? Scholarships. And about the grants they get and all that there and how much they need, they actually go towards all that there. So it's a great cause. Like,
I think we're going to do one at the training centre. I think the Brickies are looking. There's a few spots for a scholarship there. So if you get in, if you ring up, you'll get a scholarship.
You get a Brickie scholarship.
Do your pre-apprenticeship.
We'll pay for your trousers.
So, yeah. But, yeah, it's good. And they do some amazing work. And even some of the raffles, I know a few sponsors that sponsored and all the tables and all that. And
yeah.
it's just a genuinely good working class club.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
And it was sort of, as Dave was touching on, it's just the 20th anniversary coming up of Tommel's passing. So
yeah.
To still be going strong 20 years later, it's not many foundations
do that. Nah, do they?
And still reaching working class people. And 100%. Even like Dave was telling. Camo, she sort of said to Camo, oh, you've got to do something outside the union.
Yeah, you come back. Take a step back.
Went there for a week and come back and he's the president. So, you know, and talking about how they used to pick up all the kids and drop them all off and, you know, really, so it was unreal. She was quite emotional about it, which was great. Well, not great, but, like, you know, she was...
It's passionate.
And it's the legacy of Camo to still reach working class people 20 years later. Like, that's unbelievable.
It's never gonna die, is it?
Nah, so... All right, we better cut to a track. Obviously, it was Greek independence, so we got a song for the Greek lads. The boys are smashing plates all over town.
Oh, buddy. Mm. Hopefully you didn't grab your Wheaties bowl and start bashing it while you were eating the cereal there, but yeah.
So, that one was for the Greek boys. Mm. What else we got, boys?
Well, you know, Pit Lane. Meant to be a benchmark job. It sounds like Icon, they might be dropping the ball a bit. Yeah. Trees, you know?
No surprise.
Seems like, you know, good job, good money in it. Seems like they're going to the bottom of the barrel for the concreters and form workers and... You know,
very, very disappointing.
Yeah.
Very
un-Christian. There's still time for him to fix it, but I don't know what's going on there. You know?
You think of a job like that. Like
we had great talks beforehand. Nah, it's all going to be this. The great subbies, mate. They haven't even demoed the joint now, and they're already starting to go to the bottom of the barrel. So.
Like Gredler, he doesn't mind a sook either, does he?
No, he does not mind a sook. So he'll be sooking today, no doubt.
Or Stavros.
But we'll see what happens. There's still time for him to unwind it, but hopefully they do.
Well, you think a project like that's right in the public eye.
The deadline is out of control.
People like their Formula One,
So.
And we picked them up extra work from Rangi. He left a pretty big imprint that we'll probably have to fill out.
Oh, jeez. Nice Falter's getting signed up.
They're still trying to fix that divot.
Tragically, last Monday, we had a lady suicide next to a cane construction job. She was staying at the hotel. She jumped 18 stories, and she hit the building and landed on a plasterer that was having a smoke in the laneway. So he's in quite a bad way. He's got a punctured lung, 5 broken ribs, smashed all his teeth, and he also had spinal surgery on his back last week. It's, they reckon, say, a 50-kilo person, it's about the same as getting hit by half a ton. So he's in a pretty bad way. He's had plates put in his spine and all that. So
it's affected the job pretty
affected
badly.
Affected the job, yeah, you know. Right, right. So there's like, I think there was like 30 on site. They were doing a few bits and bobs on the RDO, and then, yeah, tragically, you know. So no good.
It's just unfortunate. Probably not work again.
No, we don't know what stage he's at. Yeah,
you know, that's the...
We went and saw him the other day in hospital, and he was he's no good.
He's not in good. Hopefully, it turns around, but he's not in a good way.
And we also we don't really have the details, but there was a crane accident in Dubbo. Crane come down by the looks of it, and Perth as well, isn't it? Yeah. WA.
Well, we have this hurricane going through up in the east coast and all that there, but Hurricane Narelle or whatever they're calling it. But it was a really bad weather system went through Dubbo, and look. I've been asking around, obviously there's a lot of vague details on it at the minute. What it looks to be is it's a hammerhead. It looks like it's the boom has ripped off it. It's fallen on top of the building, and then the rest of it's come down afterwards. So whether it's a problem with the weather vane and the crane, whether it's broken down or whatever, obviously there's a bit more going on. It might be a problem with that style type of crane. Right. You know what I mean? We don't know. Obviously we're looking into it, but yeah. It's just another eye opener. When bad weather comes through, the whole part of the job site's vulnerable. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Especially if the crane's not working the way it should be. 100%.
So you wouldn't think there would be too many cranes in Dubbo.
No.
Well, there's less one now.
and this is what. Yeah, I mean, the people want to get on the unions back and all this. And when we talk about getting stuff engineered properly and we second guess all these things, it's for a reason. Yeah. So shit like that doesn't happen, you know what I mean? But you listen to the government and all these people make up accusations about how we're stamping people for, you know, to get, they're just trying to delay the job using safety as a thing. No, we try and prevent this every day, every job, you know what I mean? And it's and do you know who's just as vulnerable now, as well as the workers on the job? The innocent people on the street.
I know.
You know what I mean? So,
all right. Oh, no. The other thing, you just want to give a shout out. The Melbourne Theatre Company, they've got a show at the moment called Westgate. It's obviously up to April the 18th. So get down there. I know the union and the Westgate people, and I think we've all been. And I think you can get by if you go on our Facebook page, you can get a link to get tickets and all that. Get there, get around. Everyone who's been, I know. I was talking to Dave Rowland, and I think Nigel and Lisa. They went and they said it was awesome. So. Get there. It's part of our history as a construction union. You know, obviously the
worst industrial industry incident we've ever had.
And some of the stuff, you know, we had the incident, but some of the stuff with the union won after that in regards to safety. Tragically, that's how we won, got it. Yeah. And some of the ex-officials that come out from or working there become officials in the union and really drive that safety culture in our union and in our industry from lads from that job. So we owe it a lot. So
and their sons, John. John's dad wrote it down.
It's
like a lot of our laws and a lot of our stuff that we've got that helps. It's written in the blood of workers, unfortunately.
Tragically. And a lot of people forget that too, eh? So, all right, lads. What scallywags we got this week?
Crema.
You're joking me.
They've got a few water problems.
Yeah.
Watertight.
And a few issues with compliances.
Yeah, compliances. Water
very
problem.
Disappointing.
The main board was underwater. Had a bit of water problems.
Crema hasn't been a lot of good press lately, have they?
There was actually water coming out of the GPOs in the smoker shed.
What?
Yeah, it was. It was pretty wet.
And they had a pipe actually dripping water straight into the smoker shed. Like, no thing on top of it.
The toilet had about 3 or 4 of them in it, just into the toilet.
Oh, well, that's normal.
Just have a shower while you're having a shower.
Nothing unusual about that. Nothing unusual about that.
Yeah, no.
Who else we got, lads?
Obviously, Icon. If they're going down that path already, it's not going to be a great job.
McCorkle. They're being a pack of nasty boys. Yeah,
Christian, not
wanting to play ball, constantly referring to old people in this union who are no longer here, saying they've let them do this, they let them do that, when it's not the case.
Oh,
Prince Engineering.
Oh, the engineering down at Portland. Treating our boys like shite.
Well, we'll
have a crack.
We'll definitely have a crack, mate.
We'll see you next Wednesday.
I tell you who else we got to nominate. I'm hearing Donald Trump's negotiating peace with himself, so I don't know how he's doing that, but he sounds like he's winning the argument.
I don't. We negotiate with him and they're fruitful, and Then I rank about it. We're not even talking to him. I don't know who he's been talking to.
But it's all ahead of schedule. We're all doing really, really well.
Mate, he's won that war more times in the last two
Some
weeks.
Some people say it's the best military option. The best
That many wins in the one war.
He stopped everyone talking about the Epstein files, though, hasn't he?
Absolutely, mate. Absolutely.
I'd love to know what Israel had on him. They'd have something.
It's clearly something fucking serious.
And he's made more money. He's manipulating the share market. Like, you see all the reports how much money he's made. So,
some bought a heap of crypto or something beforehand.
And oil, probably, no doubt. Yep.
So, who are we going with, Scallywags there?
Cremer.
And Suki Lalas?
Will be Icon. Or, no, the down at the picket. What are they called?
Prince Engineering.
Wednesday. Yeah. They'll be sooking.
They're sooking because they got to pay the boys.
And I'll
the right rates.
I'd have to nominate all the Bombers, too, because we're sooking.
Oh, definitely.
Sure you're sick of sooking. They're just shit.
I can't even defend that. That's what he's
right. We all don't have a bloody.
He's like a broken clock. He's right twice a day.
Yeah, I'll give him that. I'll cop that. You got to cop your whacking. That's part of your whacking. So who are we going with? Prince Engineering.
Yeah.
And like we said, get down there next Wednesday, the picket, and they're also doing it Thursday. So get in.
We'll get some more information out to you before then.
All right. And we'll go out the same old way. Dare the struggle.
Dare to win.
If you don't fight, you lose.
I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away in my well-lit door. Just a beer belly, beer belly. Get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty. Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and all my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here?
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.